Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I am Khadija Stewart, the on-call business coach, and I am your host. Welcome to Deja's Cafe. Ooh, December 2023, family. Are you here with me tonight? If you are, get your paper pencil. But not the paper and pencil so much tonight, as I want you to sit back and relax. Always keep the paper and pencil near, though. What's in that glass tonight? Tonight I have old-fashioned iced tea with just a twist of lemon, right? Refreshing into the new year. Tonight I am talking to all of my parents and business owners out there. We are talking about the triggers and how to avoid them. Welcome to Deja's Cafe. I want to start off quoting a woman who I always admired, even as a child. And she has a quote, and I'm going to read this quote, because we're in a time now where there's a lot going on in the world that are both positive and negative. But some of the negatives are weighing folks down, right? You guys know, I don't know if you know, but I'm a director of a non-traditional learning program. And I actually have to check in with my family sometimes, because I even have friends that are out there that I know, that I connect with. And it's been difficult for folks, right? It has not been easy. So I want to say this to the business owners that are out there going into the new year. All of you business owners, you know this is a time of year where, yes, you prepare. People have holidays going on, and, you know, the new year comes in. But your mind is preparing for things, right? Your paperwork is preparing for things. Your business is preparing for things. And as parents, you're doing the same. The children are going to have a week or two off, right? But you know that the new year is coming. You know, taxes are around the corner. You know, you have to plan vacations, and budgets are looking kind of weird, right? Money for food costs are up. So I'm going to read this quote because I want everyone to remember that quitting is something that we don't do, right? I'm not a quitter. I will fight until I drop. It is just a matter of having some faith in the fact that as long as you are able to draw breath in the universe, you have a chance. I think when you begin to think of yourself as having achieved something, then there's nothing left for you to work towards. Miss Cicely Tyson, the late Cicely Tyson. You know, you can't ever feel that there's no way that you can make it a better day the next day. And it does. It gets hard sometimes. I know. I'm a mom of eight. I run two businesses. I am associated with other businesses. I support and COO of one business. So it's a lot. It's a heavy weight. But the moment that I think that I don't have any struggles, the moment that I think that I've made it and I have it all organized and I have it planned, what am I working towards, right? So let's remember in those times of struggles and those real rough times when we feel like we just can't do it anymore, let's remember that without those struggles, without those times, what do we have to work towards, right? So the struggles make us better. And that's the reason why I chose the end of the year. I have a treat for you, family, tonight. Boy, do I have a treat. I chose the end of the year to introduce, you know, my guest that I have on tonight, because I want to talk to the parents. And I want to talk about the triggers with children who will challenge you, with children who will give you what we call back talk, with children who will not follow your rules, with children who will do things to experiment, right? Children who won't focus, children who appear to be lazy, children who just kind of hit that last nerve, right? So we want to talk about some of the ways that we can mentally discipline our children. Being a mother of eight, I had to make a decision early on what type of avenues I was going to take for disciplining. And don't get me wrong, there's some old-fashioned ways that I won't discuss that I have employed and I still would. But my main method of disciplining with my children, with any child that I teach, any child that I interact with that I see maybe struggling with a behavioral issue, is through mental, right? We don't have to be physical. We don't have to be harsh in the way that we deliver the sounds to a child's ear, right? We can do things mentally. And I'm going to get in that tonight with my partner, oh gosh, who's been there with me since the beginning of my nonprofit journey. And it's actually my oldest daughter. She's now 24 soon. And there's some things that she has learned. Homeschooler, right? So she was homeschooled all the way through. She's now working on her master's program at Howard University. So she's going to come on, and she's also my math director in my non-traditional learning program. So she's going to come on, and she's going to talk to you about, she's going to share with you all about some of the experiences that she's had and working with this non-traditional learning community. And I'll talk a little bit later after my first guest comes on, but this is my second guest I'm talking about. And it's kind of interesting. She has some really good tips because she's called really, I've had several of our clients have called her Cool Hand Luke because I don't think she gets upset when interacting with our clients ever. And if she does, she has a way of managing it such that you wouldn't know she was upset. So Asya Muhammad, she'll be on with me later. But I wanted to talk about that, right? I want to talk about how if you know your trigger, this is my quote. This is my quote for tonight from me, right? My affirmation to all the parents out there. If you know your trigger, prepare. Just as I always talk about in business, we should be preparing and planning. Well, as parents, do the same thing for your own mental health. Know what your triggers are and prepare in how you're going to manage them with your child, right? So the first guest is already waiting on. I think I want to have her come in, and I'll have her hang around once the second guest leaves, right? But I think she decided to jump in because she may have been listening in. So are you on? Hello, good evening. Good evening. Welcome. Maybe she didn't jump in yet. But, yeah, I want to talk to parents about those triggers. I really do. Because there's things that children study us, right? This is the one thing that I learned with having so many children to manage at the same time is that I become their specimen to learn how to manipulate. Let's just be honest about that, right? Because this is what children have to do in order to get what they want sometimes. So we're going to talk about some of those mental ways that you can discipline, but knowing your trigger allows you to focus in and really, really, really figure out how you want to manage that discipline. And then my second guest is going to come on tonight, and we're going to talk about the stressors. And I don't know, is my guest on yet? I don't think she is yet, and that's a good thing. So I want to talk about finance and budgeting because in business, that is, I want to say, one of the huge reasons that business owners stress, right? They stress over finances. So we always refer back to Lucretia Thomas, right, my finance Muslima, the money mindset coach. She's my budgeting guru. She's the coach that I use with my clients. When I'm talking about budgeting always, with anything that you plan in the journey, right, it may be stressful. And that's what I love Lucretia for because she comes in and she talks about, you know, how to take the stress out of it, how to make it a mindset thing. But when you're traveling and anything that you're doing, you have to have a plan. So another thing in financing, which pull some stress out of things for business owners is managing credit. And my guest tonight, Cedric Butler, New Era Success, he's going to come on. He's going to talk about, we're going to talk about some things about business credit. Because, you know, business credit is not something you should just go and do, right? It is something that you should plan. But it's also something that I truly, truly, truly expect that you should have a coach to guide you through if you're not good with credit. So do I have a guest on? Do I have someone on? Okay, so we're going to keep going. Once my guest is on, just say hello because I know the lines are kind of open there. But he's going to help us. We're going to talk about that, right? So he helps business owners establish that business credit. And there's methods and ways and strategies of doing that. And, you know, Citra's going to go on tonight, and he's going to talk about that. and how you can reach out with him. So, Cedric, are you on there with us yet? I'm not sure. But family, yeah, so tonight, that's what we're jumping into, right? Parents, we're going to deal with your triggers. And business owners, we're going to deal with yours. We're going to go into 2024 being intentional and focused, right? The more focused we are and the more intentional that we are, the better that we can be. If my caller is on the line, come off of mute and let's talk.
Good evening.
Good evening. Asya, how are you this evening?
Good evening, everyone. Good morning. Good afternoon, wherever you guys are. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good, good. So since you came on before Cedric, Cedric will be in later, let's go ahead and jump into the parent triggers, right? So I went and I researched, and I have family listen in, lack of sleep, unmet expectations, feeling overwhelmed, lack of personal time, child's behavior, stressful situations, family dynamics, guilt, perceived judgment, feeling disconnected, right? And I talked about discipline being mental. So discipline as a parent, it can be looked at from a perspective of how do I get, right, the most ROI, return on investment, for the least amount of stress. Asya, I know, you know, you help us a lot of time with the youth and the training programs. And I want you to talk to me a little bit about those triggers that your youth have had maybe in some of the math sessions, in some of the camp sessions, right, because you were a camp counselor. You talk to children and you help them through some of their stressors. What are the stressors that they give you that are triggers for you as the teacher or as the guide?
I think that most of the stressors they really give me, I guess, when they become frustrated with themselves when they don't get it, when they don't get the problem. Because I see them frustrated and then a part of me, I'm like, okay, don't get frustrated. It's okay. This is a normal part of the process. Don't get frustrated with yourself. And we try to work from there.
What are their responses when you start at that point with them?
It takes a while for them to understand that the problems that they face aren't as bad once we break them down. Okay. They eventually become, it becomes easier for them. They become with ease, kind of.
Okay. So what are some things that kids do that you think trigger parents? Because you're the oldest of my eight crew, although you're also VP, the director, you do all of these things, but you have a personal connection to that trigger situation because you've watched seven other individuals, right, use triggers. So what are some of the things that you've seen?
I guess when they act out or disrespect, as you mentioned before, and I guess act out for me would be temper tantrums or just emotional outbursts at certain points.
Okay. We're going to revisit it once. I want you to hang on with me. Don't leave. If you can stay on with us, because you may even have some questions for Cedric. And I'll bring him on in a few more minutes. I want to stay here just a little bit. I just want to let family know we are going to transition. But the temper tantrums, right, that's a real trigger for parents, especially if it happens in a place that is not easy to manage. Have you had a child do that to you?
Yes. Personally, my siblings at some point. Thinking of it right now, I guess when they do have temper tantrums or so, I'm thinking it from the perspective of the fact that at those times, the child may be overwhelmed or overstimulated. So in dealing with that, I kind of take it from that perspective rather than thinking of it as something to stress me out, if I'm making sense.
That makes sense, right. And that's what I mean by mental discipline, family, right? So then I employ things, and I'll give one example. A lot of times if my children they get into the bickering thing. And remember, it was, I'm going to say seven, because a lot of times Ashley was that right-hand helper, right? So they would get into this bickering back and forth, and you couldn't figure out who did what. Parents, you know what I mean, right? He did this, he did that, and it's back and forth, and you're stressed. You have other things going on, right? And they're supposed to be occupied doing one thing, but they're not. And the easy way that I would ease out of it is I would explain to my children that I'm an adult. I'm not a child. And that's really not my lane to participate in. So you all need to go back and work it out. And it's interesting because to watch a child's face when they realize that a parent's really not fascinated by your frustration that you're having with your sibling, because it's really not a frustration. It's I want my way, and I'm going to try to get the attention from the parent. But when they realize the parent is not really concerned with giving the attention, they really find a way to work it out. When you observe those incidences, Asya, what would you see?
As a big sister, it would kind of be a little bit, it would be funny a little bit because you would kind of tell us to work it out and I would kind of be taken aback because it's like, oh, okay, we can't really get the attention from mommy. So we have to figure it out and solve it on our own and kind of like be independent.
Correct, correct. Well, Asya, hang on with me. If we have some time after Cedric, you know, I speak with Cedric about business credit because those are triggers for parents, family. So parents, hold on tight because if you're business owners, remember now we talked about, you know, you're disciplining the child while you're still taking care of business, right? And now we are at a state at the end of the year. Bills are piling up, but I have to run my business. And there's ways to do that. You know, and credit is one way to do it. And you don't want to mingle and play around with credit. So I always suggest coaches, right? I suggest programs or courses, something to guide you through. So I'm going to see, does Cedric join us yet? He's going to probably jump in when he can. Cedric, if you're on mute. Good evening. How are you?
Great evening, everybody. I'm good. How about yourself?
Great, great. If you could just introduce yourself.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Cedric Butler. My company is New Era Success. I am located in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, and I do business consulting. So I help out with credit, financing, and funding.
All of it, right? Credit, financing. I love it. Now, you know, I have Lucretia help everyone with budgeting. So we know that that's some place that you need to start, right? You, if you don't know how to budget, going to get credit is not going to help you. Correct?
Right. Correct. Yes.
Explain the four services. You said those three things that you provide businesses for. But if I'm a business owner looking for credit, okay, I've got my budget together. I know what my money looks like. I know what I'm spending. Now I'm saying, it's time to build some credit in my business. I need some cash flow. I need to be able to make sure that I can take care of every month. What should I be jotting down to think about?
So now you already know when you're dealing with credit. Now when you're just starting off as a business owner, it's hard to go to banks to get term loans, lines of credit, because what? They look at two-year tax returns.
Right.
So they want to see how you do in those first 2 years before they start offering you credit. Now, what I tell most people to do is go after business credit cards. So get your personal credit in a great place, you know, good revolving accounts, installment accounts. Try to make sure you have some high credit cards on your personal credit, $10,000, $8,000, $15,000. So when you apply for the business credit cards, they will take a sneak peek at your personal credit, which the inquiry will show up there, but the actual line of credit will show up to one of the business credit bureaus, such as Dun & Bradstreet, Experian, Equifax, so forth and so on.
Okay. So is Dun & Bradstreet, it's still a source for credit? Because I had heard something about SAM is the government. System, but there was a new credit system I had heard that was being used. Am I correct? Am I wrong?
So with Dun & Bradstreet, Sam's doesn't work with Dun & Bradstreet no more when it comes to, like, getting the Dun's number and all that. It's something called the UEI.
Okay.
And I think it's Universal. Don't get me quote on the E. I think it's Universal E-Index or something like that. So
okay.
They lost that contract when people are trying to get, like, government contracts. That was one of the stipulations. Make sure you have your Dun's number. Then you apply to
right.
Sam's. And then you get your cage code and all that good stuff. Do your paperwork through Sam's. And then you can start bidding. So, no, but Dun & Bradstreet is still a business reporting agency that people will report your on-time payments to. Equifax has a platform. Experian has a platform. There's another one called Small Business Financial Exchange, Credit Safe. So there's a few out there that different vendors or credit companies will report your on-time payments or your late payments to.
Okay. Okay, mm-hmm. So Cedric, you know it's 99 people out there doing credit, right? What do you do different? How do you give it to them different so that you know that you're, you know, that ROI is there? I'm coming to you and I'm getting it done. What are you going to do for me?
So what I do is mine is more of a one-on-one. When I'm doing business credit, I consult them through the process one-on-one. I don't use a software or anything like that. Like some places use a software or they may do, you know, a course online and stuff like that. Me, I do a one-on-one.
Okay.
So I make it more personable with the person.
Oh,
so we're building a relationship with
right.
the person. So it's like we talk, find out about you, find out about what problems you're having with your business, why it's not jump-starting, and then I start educating, letting them know what I do, what we can move forward with, who I could connect you with, because, you know, I have resources as well that I help people with set the foundation, because the foundation is key with starting a business, making sure you have that in place, and then, you know, start building the credit, whether you're building it through the vendor accounts or you're building it through getting actual funding, because that's where the that's what kind of the, I saw you said, a misconception on when people are looking for business credit, that everybody think they can get money off the EIN, and that's not the case.
That
these companies are
going
to look at, okay, I jumped the gun.
No, please, just keep talking, yes.
Yeah,
please.
So a lot of people think that just because I have an EIN, you can walk into the bank and get money. That's not the case. You got to have good credit. And people understand, we live in a credit-driven society. You can't get a cell phone. You can't get your utilities turned on without having credit. Like the first thing, can I get your social, please? Can I get your name? So it's like we live in a credit-driven society. So we got to make sure our credit is on point to get the things that we need, because nobody wants to hear denied.
And it can really relieve a lot of stress for a business owner, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I know I started with the U-Line, right? The U-Line. So,
right.
And I tell you, it's a nice way to get some things from my office and didn't have to hang it for 30 days, right?
Right.
So,
yes.
So what 100%. Trends or changes do you foresee in the business credit landscape? Like, what do you think is going to be happening from, or what's going to affect going forward?
It's still the same thing. I know one thing has changed is, like, you know, your U-Line and your Quills, you can't start there because they actually want to see you have credit before you come to them now. So there's a little, you know, a few companies. Yeah, like,
dang.
You know, Quill wants you to have 3 train lines before you actually go there. Like, yeah, they change. And they changed when, you know, when the whole great reset happened, 2021, COVID hit, shut down. Because a lot of things was happening. Some scamming was going on.
Right.
You know, people setting up LLCs and getting, you know, 2,000 line of credit, buying supplies, not paying it back. So, you know, all these companies are in cahoots. So, like, you know, they have changed that where they want to see you have trade lines. So there's other companies that you can start with, like, you know, your NAV Boost and, you know, eCredible and stuff like that to get things going so now you can get to the next level and keep building from there.
Right. Right. Awesome.
Yes.
You have some success stories for me.
Success stories. So, you know, I have people, truckers that came to me, help them get their credit right. You know, they start off with one truck where they had to put a deposit down. and got that one truck, and now they built a nice little fleet, 3 or 4 trucks now, doing pretty
okay.
well.
Good.
I got a photographer that has his own studio now, based off getting his personal credit and his business credit in order, you know, working with me. So, yeah, got a few people that's doing well. It feels good, you know, see other people win.
A personal perspective as a coach, right, a fellow coach. What's that feeling when you get that first client that you took them and they that had that success and they called you back? How do you feel? How do you know what I mean? As the person that guided someone at that level.
Listen, I feel great because my first client that I got in 2017 on my own, because when I first started, I was working with 2 affiliate companies. When I got my first client, we're still in contact. We're still in contact. That's why I say I build relationships. It's not just about me coaching because I look at it like this. I could coach all day long, but if they don't do the work, where we at? We stuck.
But
they still got to do what I advise.
Right.
So that's why I make it that personal.
Yes. You're able to get that level. And that's what I want to talk a little bit about that before I let you go. What is it that you think that personal touch kind of pushes people to get it done? Because you're right. If people aren't going to follow through with what you told them to do, they can spend the money all day long. And yes, you'll get paid, but you won't have those results, right? So it's something about you that you're able to give. In that, you know what I mean? So talk to, you know, boost it up a bit. Tell us.
I'm gonna tell you this. Like, through my childhood, I always had a knack for helping people. Like, whether it's school, you know, homework, whatever it is, I always like to help. So me talking to people has never been an issue, talking with people. Plus, I did door-to-door sales. I've done home improvement. Like, before I got my own company, like, I did door-to-door sales back in the day when I didn't have a job being an accountant. I did a home improvement show back in, like, 2016. So I'm always able to talk to different nationalities. So I guess when I get on the phone with people, I let them speak. I want to hear what they have going on. And like I said, being in finance, it's all about trust. So if the person can't, if the person don't open up, I can't help. Like, and trust me, we all know money, credit, that's uncomfortable conversations that don't have. It's uncomfortable. So I have to tell them, like, in order for us to work, I need to see, I need to hear, I need you to be truthful. Like, let me know what's going on so I know we know how to attack and make sure we move forward and not take steps backwards.
The transparency.
And I just, just, you know what I mean? So, like I said, communicating with people never been a problem with me. So I just get people to open up and just let them know, like, hey, let's, it's uncomfortable talking about it. And trust me, we all been there. Credit been messed up. Finances been low. We all been there. So you're not the only one. Everybody has their ups and downs in life, you know. But you can always bounce back.
Don't quit. Yes, don't quit.
There you go.
On the line, you're in that generation that, you know, you're coming out of college and you're building. You have any credit questions for Cedric? She might have dropped off.
Cedric.
Oh, she...
I don't actually have any questions yet, but thank you for the information.
Okay. Oh, no problem. No, not a problem at all. Not a problem.
But what about those people who are starting off with no credit, right? Because there are some people, Cedric, who have been in business for, I want to say, 10, 15 years, and they did it for money, you know what I mean? What do you do?
So, with personal credit, you can, you know, one thing you can get is, you know, start off with a secure card. You can get a secure card, you know, use your own money. But if you're making money, that shouldn't be a problem. So, you can start there. You have companies called Self-Lender. You got Credit Strong that you can kind of, it's like you're using your own money to, like, pay a loan. So they have, like, different packages You can do a $2,500 loan. You can do a $5,000 loan. And it's like invisible money. So it's like you're taking out a loan on yourself. But in turn, when you make that payment, it's like you're being responsible. So it's like I got this virtual loan of $5,000, and I got to pay $50 a month, and I got to pay it by this due date. So it's giving you a responsibility to pay it by that due date, and then that bank is going to now report it to the business, I mean to the personal credit bureaus, and you'll be building history up. And you can pull out at any time, and there's fees tied to it, but I always tell people, try to either pay it all soon so you can get your money back. And they take a percentage, so that will help build credit. So when you start seeing scores, now you can go to, you know, your Capital Ones and your Discover to start getting unsecured credit. You know, so if you got no credit at all, you got to build it back up.
So what would you say to those YouTubers? You know those folks, right? They're going to do it themselves. They're going to go on YouTube. And they're going to watch every video. Talk to me about that.
The only thing I have, and I tell people who call me, because I get people who get mad with me because they heard something else, and they get mad, and then they call me back 2-3 days later and say, oh, you was right. And I was like, it's not about being about right. I'm just telling you what it is. I don't give false promises. So what I tell people is stop listening to everybody. Because everybody have a different way of doing credit. Everybody has a different back. They're not going to tell you the backstory on how they got this million or 500. They're not going to tell you all that. They're just going to show you all the glory. Right. They're not going to tell you how long it took them to get there. So people take 15 different people and try to implement all their strategies. That's 15 different strategies.
Right.
Take a few. Listen to a few of them. Look at their videos, because if they're giving you the right stuff, you should have enough videos, and then do your research, because you can do your own research to make sure they're telling the truth.
Right.
So I tell people, be limited on how many people you start to listen to out here, because some people are not giving the right information. And yeah, go from there. Then do your research. Like, just don't implement it or – you know, just like people who pay for, you know, some of these conferences, you know, you're spending their last $4,000 or $5,000, but then they don't get no information out of it.
Yeah.
So now they got to go back up their bank. And, and it's like, you know, come on, people, like, you know, do your research on these people because, you know, most of these conferences, they're not going to try to give you the whole play or, you know, how they did it from start to finish. You know,
Correct.
It's just wheeling you in to make a sale and get another sale. And, you know, so that's the advice I tell people is just take the information that you get and do your research first and then go from there.
Awesome. Well, Cedric, how can people get a hold of, you know, if they're ready for the business credit conversation?
So they can email me. My email is C as in cat. Butler, B-U-T-L-E-R, at new, N-E-W, era, E-R-A, success, success.com, or they can call me directly at 954-329-4188. And as you can tell, my company is New Era Success, and that's my website, neweresuccess.com as well.
Leave one thing for that business owner going into 2024 that is saying to themselves, okay, I'm going to start to build credit. What is the – just one thought, one thought they should think about.
So that's kind of open-ended question. But what I will say to me – what I will say is I will say honestly and deeply, if you – don't have great credit, you need to go in 2024 and change your mindset and work on your personal credit. I say that wholeheartedly to everybody because the reason a lot of people are not in business because they don't have access to capital. And when you don't have access to capital, there are opportunities that you can't or spaces you can't get into because you don't have that access. So wholeheartedly, I would just tell people, please work on your personal credit.
So that needs to be a goal for every business owner, even if
yes.
it's that.
Even if you cash flow, you should still work on your personal credit because you're still mm-hmm. not going to get term loans. You're not going to get business line of credit. You're going to get these MCA loans that kills companies because that's a daily and weekly payback, and people, that's a short-term fix. That's not a long-term fix.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not flipping that money that they give you. I tell people stay away from merchant cash advances because a lot of people don't know what they're getting into when they get those. Those can kill a company. So I know a few people who has those and is hurting them.
Is there anything that they fall down a rabbit hole with?
The merchant cash advance?
Yeah.
Yeah, those can, yeah, because they're taking that money out daily, sometimes weekly. And most people are not cash flowing every day like that. Those are good for, like, restaurants where they see, you know, a huge chunk of money every day, especially if they're cash flowing. So,
right.
You know, somebody who sees money every day, good money every day, then that can help them. You know, a trader, somebody that trades every day, they see money, they cash flow every day. But your truckers, right. They don't see money every day. You know, certain industries, just real estate people, they don't see money every day.
Service industries, right?
Yeah,
All right.
That interest is so high on those merchant cash advances where, yeah, because it's a short, it's like a short-term fix. They want their money back in like 90 days or 120 days, stuff like that. So, it's, yeah.
That's a solid emergency, basically.
Yeah, correct. And like I tell people, if you're not able to flip that money, excuse my French, like don't touch it. If you're not flipping it in a week or two to pay that thing back, don't. That's not for you. So that's why I tell people it's highly to work on your personal credit. If it's not in the big space, work on that.
See, this was so informational because you made it, you gave it us in layman's terms, right? You didn't give a bunch of lingo and jargon.
I appreciate that.
Yes. When it comes to credit, you know, it can get to be complicated if you don't understand, like you said, getting the foundation.
No, 100%, yeah. It's like me jumping on the phone and start saying assets and liabilities. People are like, what the hell is he talking about?
Right.
Only an accountant or somebody in the finance that deal with that. You know, that's why I tell people, let's have a conversation. Because, you know, I get a lot of people who want to talk through text and all that. I'm like, no, let's conversate over the phone so you can understand it better. You know, so, I don't get on the phone saying certain words because people are like, what is he talking about? What does that mean? Nah, so I keep it real simplified. You know, I've been doing this for a while, so simplify the terms for people.
I was telling my VP, I'm thinking, how long has it been since we first reached out?
I'll say that again, I'm sorry.
How long has it been since you and I first reached out? Because we connect. Woo. It's been a minute.
I want to say 19, I meant.
Yeah, I think it's
2019
been
I met you.
It's been at least 5 years, right? And this was all through internet, the connections
that we had
with social media.
Yeah.
And I'm just pointing it out, family, to let you know that I told you guys before, I only do foundational relationships in business, right? And I told Cedric I would be back around again, right, to have you on my talk to my viewers and my family. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. No problem. You know that.
Definitely.
Problem.
So I will see you on Facebook. Definitely.
Yes, you will.
Definitely reach out to him. And if I don't talk to you between now and then, Happy New Year.
Well, happy holidays and Happy New Year as well, for sure. And I'll see you on Facebook to wish you again happy holidays and stuff. So
definitely.
I always come across your profile through my time.
Definitely.
So that's always a good thing. Appreciate that.
Yes.
I appreciate you guys for listening and having me on. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cedric. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right.
So, family, as you can see, credit is something you have to take serious and you have to be intentional about. But there's people out there to help you through it so that you're not stumbling, right? You're not just looking at videos and figuring it out on your own. Cedric Butler, he is on Facebook, New Era Success. As you can see, he's giving you all the information. Please reach out to him. Like he said, I've known him since, 2019. We share friends even in business. So he's a real stand-up brother, I have to say that. But reach out to him if, in fact, you need some help in understanding exactly what business credit is and how to manage it. So, Ashley, are you still there? I think she's not. I think she left us. So family, thank you for listening and tuning in. I want to give a few plugs, if you will, going forward in 2024. I have brought on a team in my coaching program, Cora Williams and Siri Carrion, and I've had them on here. These ladies are doing an awesome job, and we are going to be, next Thursday, Accountability Happy Hour. We're giving away free coaching. So please join us. Catch me on my Facebook platforms, Instagram, K Stewart Consulting, Khadija Stewart. You guys can always find me, djceosuite.padilla.com. Please reach out. If you are someone that's interested in business and you're just not quite sure where you want to go with it, or you've been running business and things are struggling a little bit, come get some free help to start the new year, right? Don't struggle through it alone. This is what my mission and purpose has been since I started as an entrepreneur. I do it in my nonprofit. I do it in my for-profit. I want to sustain businesses. I want to make sure that foundationally how to grow and how to build businesses. It does not help you. It does not help me if you're in a workshop for 30, 40 minutes and you don't do any work or you don't understand the things that are being said. That's the reason why, I try to bring on my friends in business to talk to you in real terms, family. Going forward, we are being intentional and purposeful and focused. I want some successful businesses in 2024, family. So I'm asking you to do me a favor. Join us this next Thursday for Accountability Happy Hour if you would like. And then if you see me on social media and you're listening in, please reach out. Say hello. Tell me who you are. Tell me that you've listened to the show, what you've heard. And give me some feedback on some things that you want to hear, some things that you want to learn going forward. I am here to serve my community. I am here to build sustainable lifestyles for families and businesses. So, family, thank you so much for listening and tuning in. I want to thank Khadija 7 and a wonderful approach for hosting Digis Cafe Radio. As always, it's been an awesome year. I'm going to Atlanta next month, family. I can't wait. I might be on the radio. I believe I'll be on the radio in Atlanta next month, so that should be interesting. Have an awesome new year. To all of those who celebrate the holidays coming in, I wish you a blessed new year. Enjoy your holidays. To all of those who are struggling around the world in war and battle, we pray for your souls and your peace. Family, always remember, develop it just as it happens. And going into the next year, let's be focused. And peace and blessings, family. Take care.